This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, May 7th, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow is expected to cross to the other side of the Capitol this week to meet with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Democrat members of the Ag Committee. The Michigan senator says her farm bill proposal includes budget savings as well as additional funds.
Within the nutrition title, we're doing what we've traditionally done, where you find efficiencies or do certain things that just save some dollars that allow you to then reallocate. So that's within nutrition and administrative kinds of efficiencies. The rest that we're proposing is part of the $5 billion commitment that Leader Schumer has made to us to put additional money into the Farm Bill baseline.
Moving forward, Stabenow says language in the 18 bill will help boost PLC payments for some crops.
So you'd look at average three-year price, look at the market, what was happening on prices, and you could get an increase in the reference price based on this accelerator. CBO tells us the next 5 years of the Farm Bill, that accelerator is kicking in. And so for the vast majority of crops that are covered under PLC, they're going to get 10 to 15% increase just from what we're already doing. We don't have to pay for that.
Todd Stuckey, president of Kubota Tractor Corporation, says the celebration of Ag on the National Mall is providing an excellent opportunity to meet with key decision makers in Washington.
Talking to the different senators, representatives, EPA, and so forth, we can have really good conversations with them on what's the betterment for our industry. The crowds have been good. The quality is good. This morning, ODC, EA from Europe was here. We had good meetings with them. So that's the quality of our crowds.
Hedda Pagel has more on the AM message to legislators.
An ag industry leader is calling on Congress to incorporate more incentives for precision agriculture into the next farm bill. Kip Eideberg is the Senior Vice President of Government and Industry Relations and Communications at the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. He is out on the National Mall this week to celebrate Ag on the Mall. He says as lawmakers have been stopping by, his message to them has been to include incentives for adoption of a precision agriculture practices in the next farm bill.
We have two bills that we've been championing, the PAL Act and the Precise Act. Both are bipartisan bills. Both get at the problem a little differently, but essentially what they both do is create programs at the USDA that would help incentivize the upkeep or the uptake, rather, of precision ag. So there's a conservation loan program currently at USDA that is underutilized. It's appropriated every couple of years, $150 million. We're trying to convince lawmakers that they should just change the parameters so that that program can be used for farmers that want to invest in precision agriculture.
Eideberg says scalability has been another big topic discussed on the mall this week.
So some of the benefits that are on display here are not just geared towards larger producers, larger farmers, but, you know, our member companies are working hard to scale it so that if you are a beginner farmer or a young farmer and you're looking to invest in some precision agriculture, it's affordable. And so I give you one example. For example, the latest precision ag that goes into sprayers. John Deere now has a kit that you can attach to an existing old sprayer so that if you already have one and, you know, you're not ready to maybe make the commitment to buy a new one, you can still realize the benefits of precision ag.
Ag on the Mall will wrap up its festivities tomorrow. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Hannah Pagel.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th on the National Mall. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.